Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Sunday Sanctuary. Sorry that we're getting a late start this morning, but this minister struggled. My name is Tracy McKelvin, and I'm here to just minister the word of God to you as you're traveling on your way to service this morning, or even as you're having your cup of morning coffee or having your breakfast. But my name, again, is Minister Tracy McKelvin, and I'm here with you to encourage you today to get out your feelings. This morning I struggled to come on the air, and I was supposed to be on at 7 a.m. But as I sat there and contemplated on my message today, I allowed the Lord to just totally minister to me on where I am in this walk. And he told me this morning to get out my feelings and do it unto him. That is plainly it. Do it unto him this morning and from here on out. I have been struggling as far as what I hear from leaders, what I hear from fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord, what I hear from people just in general, because in this time that we're in, the struggle is real. It's been real. But in this time that we're in, it is blatantly written before our face that God is exposing anything that's not like him. But we continue to play with the word. We continue to have the word fit our own agendas. We continue to take the word and manipulate it and not teach the full principles of it, but just teach the part that sounds good, that'll cause people to give unto your agenda. But I'm here to tell you that time is gone. So I was beginning to be vexed about it. But he's like, I ain't sweating the small stuff. If they want to do that, then let them do it. Because he already said in Ephesians 6 and 7 to serve him wholeheartedly as if you were serving him. It says serve wholeheartedly as you're serving the Lord and not people. So he's telling us right now, get out yourself about these people. And I'm just encouraging you this morning. It may sound like I'm fussing, but I'm just saying that he's saying serve him. Don't worry about the people. Because if you do what he tells you according to the word, you won't miss. 2 Peter, 3rd chapter, starting at the 14th verse, and this is in the Message Bible. It says, so, my dear friends, since this is what you have to look forward to, do your very best to be found living at your best, in purity and peace. Interpret our master's patient restraint for what it is, salvation. Our good brother Paul, who has given much wisdom in these matters, refers to this in all his letters, as has written you essentially the same thing. Some things, Paul writes, are difficult to understand. Irresponsible people who don't know what they are talking about twist them every which way. They do it to the rest of the scriptures too, destroying themselves as they do it. So that's why he said, don't worry about what people are doing. Worry about yourself. Matter of fact, don't even worry. Walk in faith. And that's where I have to take the message for myself this morning. That message, the message is for the messenger first this morning before I even share it with you. Yes, I will share with you, but no, I'm being chastised this morning for worrying so much about what the people feel. I have to move forward in the things of God, regardless who accept me, don't accept me. It ain't for me anyway. It's for the Lord. So the 17th and 18th verse of the same chapter says, but you, friends, are well warned. Be on guard lest you lose your footing and get swept off your feet by these lawless and loose-talking teachers. Grow in grace and understanding of our Master and Savior, Jesus Christ. How do you do that? Get in your word. Fast and pray. You got to seek it for yourself. Your eyes of enlightenment need to be open at this time. Itching ears won't be on sound doctrine on any other time. You won't have a sure footing. You won't have a sure foundation. That's what the word just said. You'll get swept off your feet. It's like falling in love with a stranger. He'll come with some flattering words and sweep you off your feet. The next thing you know, you'll find yourself in a place of ill repute. So you have got to stop worrying about what the people say. The law of reciprocity is do unto others as you will have them to do unto you. So if you want God to do unto you the things that you need and want, you got to do unto him the things that he needs and wants. And that's just a simple principle. God's word has plenty of principles, but what we'll do, we'll teach the first half and forget about the second. We'll teach the first half because it'll benefit us. It sounds good. It fits our agenda. It fits our desires. It fits our needs. But the second part of the principle is what is the result of it supposed to be? So if we're not teaching the result of it, you're just getting something that sounds good, but you don't know, the people won't know what to do with it. And that makes the word, makes your faith and the word and the promise of none effect. If you are determined to walk this journey, faith, the word, has got to be in effect in your life. It can't be void. God said his word won't return to him void. So if you're only going to teach half of it, the rest of it, I mean, it's not going to him at all. So we have to teach the word in full effect, in full principle this morning. So, but you, friends, you are well warned. Be on your guard lest you lose your footing and get swept off your feet by these lawless and loose-talking teachers. Grow in grace and understanding of our Master and Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory to the Master, now and forever. So I encourage you this morning, step out on faith, grab a hold to the word, grab a hold to the horns of the altar and pray. Seek God's face. Stop looking so much for his hand, because if you seek his face, guess what? The rest of him is there as well. So seek his face. Turn from your wicked ways. Hear from heaven. Then he'll heal your land. So get out your feelings this morning. Get in his face and let him deal with you as he's dealing with me this morning. And I stand corrected in worrying about people so much. I said to a friend of mine not too long ago, my circle's so small that it looks like a period. And what I mean by that is anything that's not going to bring my mind rest and it's not going to cause God to operate fully in my life, I am not entertaining it this year. So I encourage you to not entertain the things that are not going to bring you rest. And this will bring me rest so much because I know I'm a people person. I've always been a people person. But now I'm a people person with purpose. That's what you got to be. So in Jesus' name, I pray for you this morning. Father, dear God, I thank you for your word this morning. I thank you for stripping me first so I can minister to others in full effect according to how you designed me to minister. Father, I decree and declare upon your people this morning that they get out of their feelings and they do what they have to do unto you. Working while it is day, for when night cometh, they can't work. And so, Father, I decree and declare that peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding, that guards their heart and mind in Christ Jesus, covers their minds and hearts today, causing them to walk directly before you, approaching the throne of grace and mercy and finding favor. Father, I thank you for your word this morning. I thank you for your holy presence. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. You have a blessed day. You stand in the word. Again, we will be back on the air on the proper time at 7 o'clock next Sunday morning. And I do want to say to you, forgive me for being on the air late and tardy this morning, but I had to hear what the voice of the Lord was saying to me. Otherwise, I would not be ministering to you in the way that he has called me to. So stay focused. Set your face like flint. Don't be afraid of their faces. Walk in love and know that the law of reciprocity says, do unto others as you will have them do unto you. If you want people to serve you in a way, then you got to serve that's pleasing to God, you got to serve them in a way that's pleasing to God, because we all been called to servanthood. Now, you stand in the way you're standing in the way if you're not doing that. You're just somebody in the way. So, like I said before, get out of your feelings so you can serve in the way God has called us to serve, because he's called us to be ministers of reconciliation, bringing back to him what belongs to him, and that's his people. I love you on today. Serve him with gladness and move forward in the things of God. Again, I bless you.